സുരസരോജം ആത്മാനമംബശ്വസനം വിയച്ച ദദർശ ദേവോ ജഗതോ വിധാതാ നാഥ പരം ലോക വിസർഗ ദൃഷ്ടിഹി. When Lord Brahma, the maker of the universal destination, thus saw the Lord, he simultaneously glanced over creation. Lord Brahma saw the lake in Lord Vishnu's navel and the lotus flower, as well as the devastating water, the drying air and the sky. All became visible to him. Now we are coming to text number 33.
Sakarma bijam rajaso paraktah
praja sisrikshan niyadeva drishtva
astau dvisarga abhimukhastamidyam avyakta vartman yabiveshitatma കർമ്മ ബീജം രജസോ പരക്തഃ പ്രജാ സിസൃക്ഷന് നിയദേവ ദൃഷ്ട്വാ അസ്തൌ ദ്വിസർഗാഭിമുഖസ്തമീഢ്യം അവ്യക്ത വർത്മന്യഭിവേശതാത്മാ സകർമ്മ ബീജം രസ രജസോപരക്തഃ പ്രജാ സിസൃക്ഷന് നിയദേവ ദൃഷ്ട്വാ അസ്തൌ ദ്വിസർഗാഭിമുഖസ്തമീഢ്യം അവ്യക്ത വർത്മന്യഭിവേശിതാത്മാ.
Vaishnavis, bijam, seed of worldly activities. Rajasa uparaktah, initiated by the mode of passion. Prajaha, living entities. Sisrikshan, willing to create progeny. Iyat, all the five causes of creation. Eva, thus. Drishtva, looking on. Astau, prayed for. Visarga, creation after the creation by the Lord. Abhimukaha, towards. Tam, that. Idyam, worshipable. Avyakta, transcendental. Vartmani, on the path of. Abhiveshita, fixed. Atma, mind. Translation purport by His Divine Grace, S. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki Lord Brahma, thus being surcharged with the mode of passion, became inclined to create. And after seeing the five causes of creation indicated by the personality of Godhead, he began to offer his respectful prayers on the path of the creative mentality. Purport. Even if one is in the material mode of passion, to create something in the world, he has to take shelter of the Supreme for the necessary energy. That is the path of the successful termination of any attempt. Thus ends the Bhaktivedanta purports of the third canto, 8th chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled Manifestation of Brahma from Garbhadakshaya Vishnu.
ॐ अज्ञानतमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुःवन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपः कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरो श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगण रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवम् साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनासहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपादान् सहगणललिता श्रीविशाखान्विताश्च नमो ॐ विष्णुपादाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामिनिति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषशून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे नमो महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौरत्पिषे नमः हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधो दीनबंधो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौरभक्तवृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम राम राम
Lord Brahma, thus being surcharged with the mode of passion, became inclined to create. And after seeing the five causes, which are the five causes? That's explained in the previous verse. Brahma saw the lake in Lord Vishnu's navel. He saw the lotus flower. He saw the devastating water, the drying air, and the sky. All these things became visible to him. So he saw these five causes of creation indicated by the personality of Godhead. He began to offer his respectful prayers on the path of the creative mentality. And then he is saying, proposing in the purport, even if one is in the material mode of passion, to create something in the world, he has to take shelter of the Supreme for the necessary energy. So passion alone is not enough. Compassion of the Lord is needed. Otherwise, work hard and enjoy. That type of hedonistic philosophy, which is very much prevalent in the West, which is coming to East also. That type of philosophy will not work. Even if one has passion, without the graceful glance on the Lord on us, and his supply of elements, as well as supply of our ojas, sensory prowess, as well as supply of inspiration within our heart, no one can create anything. You will see in the fight between Jambavan and Krishna, Jambavan had no experience of getting defeated by anyone so badly. 28 days of fight, when Krishna bit him, punched him so solidly, that it appeared all the nerves and bones and muscles, everything was broken to pieces. He was like a balloon without air. Jarasandha, I mean this Jambavan. Jambavan was never weakened by anyone so badly. So he concluded that you cannot be anyone other than Lord Ramachandra, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who alone has the power to defeat me like this so completely. At that time, Jambavan told, my dear Lord, in this world people glorify so many scientists for creating so many things, but they are foolish because they do not know that all the elements are created by you. Not only that, the brain with which the living entities are manipulating the elements, that brain is also offered by you. Einstein did not create his own brain. Nor can Einstein create someone else's brain. Nor can Einstein preserve his brain in a fridge and hand it over to somebody else. So, he said that such type of brain with which scientists create so many things is actually supplied by you. So the brain, not only that, the sensory prowess with which every living entity has a particular sense, very powerful, like an eagle has the power to see with telescopic eyes, even from a very great distance. Similarly, somebody may have, every living entity is endowed with some prowess in a certain sense. In the same manner, whatever anyone in this world is able to do, Krishna says that I am the ability in man, not only in man, in all living beings. Balam balavatam chaham buddhir buddhimatam asmi. And he also said, you provide the elements, you provide the brain, you provide the sensory prowess, and the living entities also get internal inspiration from you as a super soul by which they can do some karma arambha, some project they can undertake and begin, and they can accomplish some goals which is actually made possible by you only. But such inventors of some petty things in this world become proud foolishly, and there are other fools who also glorify them as the ultimate inventors. In fact, you are the supreme inventor of everything. Like Prabhupada said, give God the Nobel Prize, Prabhupada said in one of his conversations. Just like sometimes in a village you find people want electricity but they don't want to pay to the electricity board. They don't want to pay any charges. So they put a hook on the electric line and draw electricity, and they can enjoy it for some period of time until they will be captured. And then they will have to pay a heavy fine after that. So scientists are like that only. They hook on to large energy and they tap it, and then they show miracles in this world, and all the foolish living entities like children are clapping and say, wonderful, very nice. What wonderful things you are showing. If the Lord did not keep all the laws of this material creation, namely the electromagnetic laws, or the laws of motion, laws of thermodynamics, and all the different, the AM waves, FM waves, radioactive rays, alpha rays, beta rays, gamma rays, positive rays, all these things, if the Lord did not keep them, none of the inventions would be possible by the modern man. Like the mobile which we use to call somebody in America, may be very fascinating to a farmer who may see it, he may see, what is this? Scientists have become like God. They are just, you press a button here and I can talk to somebody, my son in America. Kya chamatkar, what a miracle. One may wonder. But what connects, what makes the satellite communication possible is known to an educated boy. If those waves are not there, this mobile which a man may use is no better than the, you know, box mobile which children use for going to school. You know, they have their pens and pencils. That mobile box and this mobile will be no different if these waves wouldn't be. And these waves are actually kept by the Lord. So in this way, modern scientists are hooking on to whatever Lord has already created, and they want to, you know, steal away the credits that are due for the Lord. You see? That's why here he says, yes, one may have mode of passion. One may have inclination to create also. Still one cannot create. unless the Supreme Lord sanctions such a creation or he makes it possible. There is one verse in the Chitraketu section. Yata adhana su vaidana bhavanti na bhavanti cha evam bhutani bhut evam bhuteshu bhutani choditani shamayaya. There is one verse. It's a very beautiful verse with great meaning. He says, yata dhanasu vaidana. If you sow a seed in the ground, sometimes the ground is sterile. It's not fertile. So, you may not get any crops coming up. Sometimes the ground is fertile, but the seed was not proper. So, you sow it, nothing comes out also. Sometimes seed is also proper. Ground is also good. Still nothing comes out. We don't know what happened. Maybe some rat or something underground ate it. We don't know. Nothing comes out. So nobody can predict. After sowing the seed, you have to look up at the sky and with folded palms pray that let there be rains. So when the rains come, then there is a possibility of the crops coming up. So we have to do our part of sowing the seed and then we have to wait for the Lord's part to give us the rain. Is it not? So in the same manner he says that sometimes a woman is fertile, a man is impotent. Or sometimes a man is potent and a woman is sterile. Sometimes there is a potent man and a fertile woman. Everybody may, even doctors may say that you both are, you know, capable of begetting a child. Still they don't get any child. And they also don't know why. Chitraketu changed how many wives? He tried with so many wives. Still he could not beget a child. Isn't it? So in the same manner you will find there are many people, Prabhupada writes in that purport, that many people take contraceptives to suppress the possibility of a child. Still they are forced to go for abortion. What does it mean? That means the contraceptives didn't work. So, and then they have to go for abortion of the child. And then Prabhupada says, how did the child come? That is not in their hands. Choditani shamayaya. A man is given that ability to impregnate a woman and plant a seed in her womb and the birth of the child is made possible by the Lord's grace. Otherwise it's not possible. Although he may have passion, there may be many. In fact, there are some semen counts which if a man doesn't have, even though he may be passionate, he may not be able to beget a child. Doctors say that yes, you may be passionate but you can't have a child. So ultimately a person, a couple, for them to have a child is in whose hands? Krishna's hands. So there he says, Chitraketu's son, in his advice, he says, in this world, creation, maintenance, annihilation are all made possible only by the Supreme Lord through different small agents which he may use. Just like a boy may create some sand castle near an ocean beach, you know, in an ocean beach, and he may destroy it while going. So, in the same manner, the Lord uses the fathers to plant the seed in the mother's womb. And that is how he is making the creation possible. Because the Lord is not directly interested in this world. This is not his main place. Just like, you know, Prime Minister of India may not come to spend too much time in a jail. He has many other important things to do. Although once in a while he may visit. Isn't it? Similarly, the Lord knows that the living entities want to do independently enacted activities. So, at the same time, he has to create some facility for their independence. So, he arranges a system by which the living entities can duplicate themselves by a male-female combination. He has made that mechanism, which is not possible in any type of machines. You cannot make a machine duplicate. If you can do such a thing, you don't need such big industries then. People can multiply the machines sitting in their homes only. Is it not? But Lord has kept the possibility of reproduction between man and woman and male and female components. So he has made the arrangement for creation and for the maintenance of this world also. Lord has arranged the kings, the Naradev, or mother and father, Matrudev, Pitrudev. So they are all called as Dev. The word is used because they are supposed to represent the Supreme Lord. Matradev, Pitradev, Naradev. So Lord has arranged such representatives who will do the maintenance part. And annihilation, the Lord has arranged multiple agents for the same. Sometimes the snakes are empowered to bite somebody and then people die. So in this way, there are various ways the living entity's material body can be finished. So the father has a material body and his wife has a material body. And the father, when he eats the food, grains and the vegetables and everything, you know, that turns into, you know, gradually rasa, you know, rasa, majja, medha, asti, rakta, shukra, the seven dhatus. And then the shukra dhatu, the soul is kept with his subtle body. So the father plants the soul covered by the subtle body into the wife's womb. And the wife from her body, she gives the flesh, the grass body for the child. So in this way, the child gets the grass body and he comes out. So from the father's and mother's bodies, the child gets a material body. And they have, other than this, they have no other relationship. And what is the relationship between one another? It is as much as a relationship between, like for example, the earth and water, or water and fire. What relationship they can have? Dead things cannot have any relationship. Similar, material bodies have no relationship at all. How can achetan vastus have any relationship? Because the soul is the son of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is not anybody's son. Why? Because he is part and parcel of the Supreme. That's why neither the father nor the mother can claim ownership to the child. And that ownership is called illusion. The false relationship and false ownership they claim is called illusion. Just like, say somebody brings you a check and then you sign. You know, when you sign, does the signature belong to the pen or the paper? The signature doesn't belong to the pen. The pen impregnates the paper with ink. But the signature belongs to you, not to the paper or the pen. Similarly, the father is like the pen, mother is the paper. Isn't it? And who is the person's signature? Who is putting signature? God. So Krishna is the signer. So child belongs to God. He doesn't belong to anybody. So when we know this fact, there is nothing to lament in this world. It's an ultimate reality that everybody in this world, just like the example is given there, like the gold and other commodities move from one pocket to another. The living being also, the soul also moves from one family to another family, sometimes in North Indian, sometimes South Indian, sometimes West American, sometimes Australian, sometimes Canadian. It just keeps moving from place to place. And at the time of death, whatever desires he stores in his subtle body, he gets the next body subsequently. So he has no relationship with anybody other than the Supreme Lord. So there Prabhupada says one very important statement. He says, because the kings and the parents and other people are supposed to represent the Supreme Lord, they have to consult the Supreme Lord on how they should represent. They should take guidance from him based on the scriptures. Then their life will be perfect. Then they can make the people happy, he says, when they consult. So that's why here he says here, even if one is in the material mode of passion to create something in the world, he has to take shelter of the Supreme for the necessary energy. Brahma was very amazed when he saw the Supreme Lord's nature itself. He asked the Lord, "My dear Lord, you created this beautiful world, all these universes, but I see that you are totally detached from your creation. Teach me how I can do the same also. I can do my part, my role. Let me also create, but let me not become attached to my creation." And also Brahma prayed also that let me not become swayed by, carried away by the bad association that I may contract during my creation. Because as a part of my creation, sometimes I will have to create some demons also. Just like Brahma creates Gandharvas, Kinnaras, Vidyadharas, and all those nice sadhyonis or auspicious living beings. At the same time, he also creates Rakshasas, Yakshas, know, asuras, nagas, many others also. So by their bad company or bad association, let me not become degraded, he said. Just like sometimes a manager has to give a pat on the back of somebody, appreciate for some good work done. Other times you'll have to find faults and rectify the faults in others. So as a Vaishnava, it is a very challenging task, because Vaishnavas generally don't see any faults in anyone. Is that not true? Once he was telling, or Rajavihari Prabhu was telling once, that he was the president in some place for 3 months or 4 months. He said, I told all the devotees, all of you devotees connect with Krishna and Guru and do your seva nicely, and I don't want to find any fault with you. He said, I took off from 3 months presidentship after that, he said, from that place, because I can't find any fault with anyone. It's very difficult. But how to find a fault without delighting in fault finding, or how to find fault with the genuine intention to uplift the person or help the person, or to assist in the person's service, that requires Krishna's mercy, isn't it? So that is why Brahma was afraid that let me not become polluted by the bad association. That is one problem. Another problem is let me not become attached to my own creation. Everybody becomes attached to whatever they create. Parents create a baby and they become attached to baby. Somebody writes a book and we can become attached to our book also. Like in those days when I was preparing this Essence of Bhagavad Gita book, during chanting also a lot of ideas will come. Cover can be like this, this photo I can put, and backside can be this. Then I would tell myself, very fool, first you chant properly. Because if we don't chant nicely, you know, then without proper quality in our chanting, Krishna will not be pleased. Like Haridas Thakur chanted the holy names to please the Supreme Lord, it is said. So we should try to please the Supreme Lord, then everything else will be accomplished. Just like the shadow follows the walking man, similarly all our material welfare will be taken care of by the Lord if we just focus our attention on pleasing Him. But unfortunately, the tendency of the mind is to become attached to the work. The reason is because one considers oneself to be the doer. Then one is attached to the work. Actually, the work is dead. What makes the work lively is yajna. Otherwise, work is dead. If you see in the Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna, you know that verse, famous verse. Krishtan bhogan givo deva dasyante yajna bhavitaha tairdattan apradayebhyo yobungte stena yevasaha. The Lord says that anyone who takes anything in this world for their own personal purposes, but they don't connect it to the Supreme Lord, they are called as sthena, he says. From the word sthena comes the English word thief. Thief. Actually, there are many words which are copied from Sanskrit. In Sanskrit, you say tattva. In English, you call it toto. Isn't it? So, like that, you have sthena becomes thief in English. So, once a businessman met Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada asked him, what's your business? He said, I have a glass industry. He said, where do you get glass from? From silicon. He said, where do you get silicon from? He said, from earth. He said, that means you are a thief, Prabhupada said. Why do you say Swamiji like this? And then Prabhupada said, because you're taking from God, but you're not giving anything to God. No, Swamiji, I on and off occasionally I pay a little donation. Prabhupada said, okay, you're a little thief, he said. So, you see, one has to come to the point of understanding everything belongs to Krishna. So, now, immediately after this verse, when Krishna completes this verse, you will find in the subsequent verses, Krishna gives a solution. One doesn't have to remain a thief. One can actually recognize the Supreme Lord and how it should be done. Krishna says in the subsequent verses, you will see, yajnashishta jana santo mucyante sarva kalpishaihi bhunjate tetu agham papa ye pachanti atmakarana. That verse, he says, you don't have to be a sinner in this world. You can give up all sinful reactions. How? By yajnashishta, he says. So then one may ask, yajna means pleasure of Vishnu, but how can I give pleasure to Vishnu? See, one here in this series of verses, Krishna teaches how to see connection between our food that we eat and Vishnu. There is a connection. What is the connection? He says, Annat Bhavanti Bhutan. Like, you know, if you want to eat food, you need rains. And the rains will come only when you perform yajna. And what yajna I should perform? Yajna karma samudbhava, he says. Oh, the work that you do itself is yajna. So Shastras also say, karma hi puja hai. Shastra also says. Many people put a slogan in their tables, karma hi puja hai. But they mean something else when they say that. They say that I am a donkey. So, actually when they say karma, they say if you do work, you know, they have no connection with God. See, karma is mundane, puja is divine. How can they be connected? They both are two different things. Karma is on a ground level. And yajna is on like aeroplane in the sky. These two are two different things. How can they be connected? But when the fruits of karma are offered as a yajna, then it is divine. And that's what Krishna taught that. Then he says, yajna karma samudbhavaha. By doing work, you are doing yajna, he said. Now modern day people, when they read that verse, they can misinterpret it, saying that, see, Lord also says, if you do karma, Lord is pleased. So they tell one famous one Swami in India, he told one story. You know, once Narada asked Lord Vishnu, you know, whom are you most pleased with? And Lord told, there was a farmer, you know, in the field doing work. You know, you go and meet him. And then Narada went there and saw, you know, all day this fellow was working hard in the field, plowing the field and everything. Lord told, I am more pleased with that fellow than you. You are simply chanting the names. But see that fellow, how he is working all day, doing his work. See, sometimes certain Puranas, they tell some stories to reinforce a certain type of lesson for people having a certain adhikar only. Certain adhikar. There is another story very famous. Once a sage was in a river taking bath. So he wanted to do argya. You know, he took the water in the hand and some crane passed tool in his water. And looked at the crane very angrily. And next moment the crane was burnt to ashes. In a moment, and the sage was amazed. What a tapobalam I have developed. I have become a great soul now. Then after the bath he went home to beg alms. So he went to one particular home. And then Bhavadi Bhikshan Dehi, he asked. And the door was open. And the lady was inside serving her husband. And then she looked at the monk. Then she continued serving the husband. You know, after husband washed his hands and all, then she came with a palm full of rice to offer to the bhikshuk, you know. And the bhikshuk looked at her like very angrily. And then when she gave the alms, then she looked at him and said, actually, this story is coming in one of the Puranas. So she asked a question. Actually, in Tamil, we call it Kokkattindra Ninaithaayo Konganava, which means, do you think I am also like that crane which you burnt? She asked. So this fellow was amazed. My Lord, how she knows about the crane story, which happened in the river? And then she told him, you see, for me, my husband is God. If I serve him properly, then all the gods will be pleased. And I also have to serve a guest like you, which I did not fail to. I served you just now. So learn more good lessons by going to the next lane. At the end of the next lane, you'll find somebody. Then he went to the end of the next lane. There was a butcher shop. And the butcher was cutting and everything. So monk felt very bad. And the butcher said, you go and sit in that bench there. And I will finish my business and come. So he finished his business. He went to home, took a bath, served his very elderly mother and father and everybody. Then he, you know, came out. Then he sat, you know, at the feet of the monk. And then he asked him, sir, how can I serve you? Tell me. Now my today's duties are over to my mother and father and everything. So, and then this fellow gives advice to that monk. You go home and serve. Don't be a dongi brahmachari and all. And then this brahmachari, he goes home and serves. Having learned great lessons from this lady and this man. And this is coming in one Purana, one story. Now any of your parents get this story, they will catch you. You know, they can tell you. Sit, Purana says you come home. Huh? That they may say. But this Purana says a story for whom? That's very important. People who have no knowledge of religion, they don't have any knowledge of ABC of religion also. Imagine, for example, somebody who is a drunkard, after drinking liquor, is lying outside the shop. His wife and daughter are coming to pick him up and put him in a rickshaw. He is beating them also. So what should a son do? Son should catch the father and give him a big slap. Catch him, bring him home. Isn't it? So such persons who are drunkards and smokers and womanizers, they are told, be responsible for your wife. Be responsible for your children. Be responsible for your parents. And if somebody says, now there are some men who are very gentlemanly with wife, children, mother, father, family. But with respect to God, they are a big jnana-shunya. Nothing, no knowledge about God. One word also they don't know. Some of them are maybe atheists also. But with respect to household duties, they are very wonderful. They do that. So their family may go on for some time like that. They are told, hey, this is not enough. You know, there are so many devas supplying so many things through nature. You are getting rains, you are getting grains, you are getting sunlight and everything. Then they are the people who become a bit pious, religious. You know, they go to different temples. Correct? No? They worship. Monday they go to one temple, Friday they go to another temple like that. And then they are very proud also. Like one man was telling me that, you know, every Friday I have been going to this, you know, Shiva temple regularly, and Monday I go to this Devi temple. Last 40 years, Swamiji, I have never failed even 1 week also. Every week I have been going. Lekin hamare bachche hamare baat nahi sunte. You know, I was telling. Unko samajh aata hai, mandir mein jao, regular sunte nahi. I told, bring them to ISKCON, I told. You know, here, without your telling, they will come running. They'll get friends. Because there are some dharmic people like that who may follow that. Then the Shastras tell them, you know, Krishna also says, when you devan bhavetane na te deva bhavayantu parasparam bhavayant. You serve devatas, devatas will take care of you and both of you be happy. This is for those who are not doing anything for them. Later on Krishna says, tad bhavati alpa medasam. You know, he says, all alpa buddhi vale. Kama istarstai hrtajnana prapatyanti anya devata. Somebody may ask, hey, you only told devan bhavetane na. We are going to, now you are saying anya devata. Anya devata means, is there any big devata? Why are you listing them under Anya? Anya means there should be, when you call the word Anya, when you, like for example, Krishna says, Mahatmanas Mahaparta Devi Prakrishna Ashita, correct now? After saying that verse, then he says, Jnana Yajnana Cha Api Anya. Then the Anya has meaning. And then Yekatvena Pratvena Bahuda Abhishato Mukham. Then it is meaningful. You talk about those three categories. You can use the word Anya after you have said something main. Then you are saying, Anya Devata, you are saying, then who is the main devata? Krishna says, that is myself. Krishna says, yes, you should surrender to me. Why are you going to them? Those fellows are all retailers. I am the wholesaler. I am giving them, you are going to them. Then Krishna reveals. In this way, dharma is at different levels. So everybody, according to their adhikar, should be given the appropriate dharma. They are given like that. So that is why he says, yajna karma samudbhava. Yajna comes from karma. Now you may ask, now what is my karma? What is my duty? Krishna says, karma brahmodbhavam vidhi brahmakshara samudbhavam tasmat sarvagatam brahma yajne karma pratishtitam. Karmam yajne pratishtitam. So he is saying in that karma, why can I learn about karma? Brahma udbhavam vidhi. From the Vedas you have to learn. And then he brings them to Varnashrama. Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, Brahmachari, Grihastha, Vanaprasanyas. So you should know what is your karma in those categories. So go to the Shastra. How will I learn Shastra? Go to the Guru. Guru Sadhu Shastra. Take shelter of that. Then learn your karma. What is your karma? What is right karma to do? And if you accept that karma, then you are taught regulated sense gratification. Sense gratification is not condemned in scriptures. But sense gratification, independent of the Supreme Lord, independent of surrender and submission to scriptures, that is condemned. Now in America, a few years ago, I had gone with Gauranga Prabhu, Govind Prabhu. We were traveling to various places. They have so much of material affluence, such fine roads and buildings and such apartments to live, and they have living place on one side and you know all companies on the other side, although they travel hundreds of miles distance every day. So money is flowing like water, dollar notes are flowing like this, but there is no happiness. Why? Like Mother Teresa also said that, I see there is a lackluster in their eyes. Why? What is the reason? Because the money is not born of yajna. If the money is not born of yajna, it will never make a person happy. Na ayam lokosti ayajnasya kutonya kurasattama. Krishna is asking, how can a person not do yajna and still be smiling happily? Impossible, Krishna is telling. But the money, the wealth that is born of yajna can make one happy. Which means the karma should be performed and offered as a yajna. And then that karma can bring forth happiness to the individual. So in this way, that is why here also he says here that Brahma is asking, he became surcharged with mode of passion, he became inclined to create, and then he began to offer his prayers to the Supreme Lord for the creative mentality. So he wants to know, what is my duty, what I should do, what I should not do. For example, Parivrat Maharaj was told, please come down from your monkhood, give up the Mandara Parvat and come and take up the kingship of the world. Be responsible. Because there is nobody else. You know, Uttanapada is gone, Dromara is gone. Now there is no one else. Now you only have to take up. So he was told to take up the responsibility. Dhritarashtra was told, please give up the responsibility. Go to the jungle, sir. So you are telling him to take responsibility or telling me to give up responsibility. Yes, responsibility and detachment, both are taught in the scriptures. There is time to take responsibility. There is time to give up responsibility. And somebody in the name of taking responsibility may become extremely passionate, like Dhruva Maharaj. His duty was to subdue the yakshas. But one yaksha killed his brother Uttama. And for that sake, he wanted to wipe out the race of all the yakshas. Although they were fleeing for their lives, he entered into Alkapuri. He was glancing at Alkapuri, let me wipe out this whole race of yakshas. At that time, Swayambhu Manu came and told him, see, Dhruva, don't think yakshas are independent. Yakshas are under Kubera. And Kubera is a great devotee of Lord Shiva. And when the great souls, if you enrage them, you will never get their blessings. So, and he is upset with your behavior. And this is very improper. This is actually atirosh. Excessive. A Kshatriya king has to have anger to bring about law and order in his country. Just like Kshatriya, our Parikshit Maharaj also kept law and order properly. But in the name of doing your work, don't delight in wiping out the race of yakshas. He was taught. So yes, responsible you must be, but not aggressive as a Kshatriya. Yes, responsible you must be, but not cowardly as a Kshatriya also. There was one Ajita, who was the son of Vijitashva, who was the son of Prithu Maharaj. You know, he was too mild. He could not take responsibility. He actually went behind Indra and Indra changed into saffron dress. You know, and immediately he didn't have any power to attack him. And his father told, Rishi told him, who was the Rishi was telling him? To attack him, he is not a monk. He is Indra only. Kill him. But he was not able to kill. He came back, you know. Then Prithu Maharaj said, I will take my bow and arrow. He was getting ready. And the Brahmana said, my dear king, you are the yajaman, main person in the yajna. If you do this activity, your name will become spoiled. So you should not do that. Why to go there behind Indra? Don't worry, we are Brahmanas. One swaha we will do. And wherever Indra may be in the universe, he will be sucked into the fire. We will finish him, they were saying like that. Of course, then Brahma came. But later after Prithu, Vijitashva became a king. But he was not a king for a very long time. He was a king only for a very short time, for the very same reason. Although Indra was very happy with him, that, you know, thank you for being so mild. People like me can do atrocities, you know, under your auspicious shelter. We can go on doing nonsense. So, extremes for a Kshatriya. Kshatriya being non-violent is condemned by Prabhupada in many places, in his purports. Nonsense, non-violence, Prabhupada says. On the other hand, aggression is also condemned. But a Kshatriya should be responsible by taking guidance from the Supreme Lord. That's why Brahma is taking guidance from the Lord. Tell me how I should create. Let me not create in such a way I become attached to my creation. let me not create in such a way that I become swayed by bad association. And all these dangers came for Brahma. Subsequently, you will see. So, in this way, all of us also are entitled to do some duties. And we should learn to perform our duties in a responsible way and at appropriate time, detached from the fruits of action, so that it becomes completely offerable to Guru and Krishna. So, we say, all glories to assembled devotees. All glories to assembled. Three times they say. And then finally, all glories to Guru and Gauranga. And how much glories for me? Zero. Then we go back to Godhead. Srila Prabhupada ki, Gaur Bhaktavinda ki, Antarashimad Bhagavatam ki. Thank you.